Today we are beginning our yatra. This human life is very rare. Every moment is so precious. And the rarest of all things is the association of the Lord's devotees. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught through Rupa Goswami 5 very important principles, most important, to make spiritual progress. To associate with devotees, chant the holy names, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, worship the deities, and be in the holy dham. All of these 5 is really all we have here. There's nothing else to do. We worship the deity, we go to the holy places in the dham, we hear Harikatha, we chant the holy names in the association of devotees. And to perform these devotional activities in the month of Kartik, hundreds of times greater is the effect than any other time. And to perform such activities in the holy dham of Navadvip, even that is increased manyfold. For the next 2 weeks, as this yatra is taking place, we have such a rare opportunity to make such spiritual progress. But we make progress according to our sincerity, according to how we put our heart and soul into practicing Krishna consciousness. It is our rule during yatras that we should not speak anything except the holy names, Harikatha, glorifying Krishna, glorifying the Vaishnavas, and words in a spirit of service. It's like we have announcements and all of that. This is a time to really try to establish within ourselves that type of discipline. At every moment, we should be trying to meditate on the holy names, on the Lord's pastimes. At every moment, whatever may come to us, whether it's enjoyable or whether it's causing us some suffering, tapo divyam putrakayena sattvam, we should be grateful. Tapasya in bhakti means to be grateful, whatever may come upon us. Whatever inconvenience, to be in Navadvip with so many devotees, in the presence of Panchatattva, Radha Madhava, and all of our acharyas, chanting the holy names and hearing Krishna Katha, any inconvenience is an insignificant, minute price for this blessing. We should see things in this perspective. If you want to really enter into the realm of Navadvip, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught us the consciousness. Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Das 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 Anudas. We should not try to be the master, the enjoyer, the proprietor, or the controller. The more we are in a sweet mood of serving the other Vaishnavas. If you want to know Krishna, you have to put the Vaishnavas in front of yourself. We should not be self-centered. It is our service attitude that attracts Krishna to empower us to taste the sweetness of the holy name, to be able to actually experience and see the beauty of the holy dham. Like Vrindavan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates are eternally performing their pastimes here. We can feel it. We may even see it according to our service attitude. Selfishness is the enemy, but yet we are so inclined to fall into that state of mind. The cure is to serve. So let us try to follow in the footsteps of Lord Chaitanya's example. And during these days in our yatra, to be absorbed in a spirit of service of all the other devotees, to be absorbed in constantly trying to take shelter of the holy names. At every moment, don't let a breath escape from your body without Krishna's name. That should be our determination during yatra, to be absorbed in hearing and chanting and praying in each place, wherever we may go, We are praying for pure devotional service, praying for a humble heart devoid of ego, praying to overcome lust and envy and anger and greed and pride and illusion, praying for pure devotional service. This is the great fortune we are given. It is our prayer that all of the assembled devotees will put their hearts, their souls, their lives focused on serving the Vaishnavas and the holy Dham and the holy names, and becoming so spiritually surcharged with the eternal benefits of this yatra that it will invigorate and empower us throughout our whole lives on the path of bhakti.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.